KT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect.
Bert and Anitra, welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us, Jim.
Very excited.
Well, and really the reason I wanted to have you guys in here is in meeting you a couple of months ago, you guys shared with me just an amazing testimony. I mean, you guys have been married for 20 years, and I'm going to just kind of summarize this, and I want you guys to feel free to elaborate a little bit. We're going to give our guests a little, or our listeners, some time to call in a little bit later. We're going to have a couple segments just to get to know what you're doing and how it works, and then we're going to let people call in and talk with you directly. So welcome. ABQ Connect 2.0 is an afternoon show that Peter Benson ran here at the station for about 15 or 16 years. Peter's now taking some time. I hope he's going fishing or doing something fun because he's actually retired a little bit. But every time I turn on this station, there's Peter B's voice, and he's such a great gentleman. And I haven't visited for him for a while, but I'm thinking of him and just appreciate all he did to set up this show. So You guys have been married for 20 years, and right around year 10, things started to get a little bit scary.
Shaky.
Let's hear about that.
So, you know, we found love at an early age, you know, high school sweethearts.
High school sweethearts, yes.
And, well, the first time I met her, you know, I mean, I was working at a movie theater, and I seen her walk in the door, and I said, that's the woman I want to marry, you know. And we ended up starting life together, and eventually we got married.
Yeah, we dated for about 5 years.
Yes.
High school sweethearts. We had our son at a young age. I was 19. And we got married at, I was 21, and Bert was, what, 24?
23,
really young.
Yeah.
23, 24. Mm-hmm. We got married, and life was good. I knew I always wanted to be a wife and raise children. That was something, growing up in a family, a big family, I knew that's what I wanted right off. So I was seeking that, and my desire was to be a mom and to be a wife. And we were married, and things were great. We had set goals, went to school, had set careers. You know, we had the nice car, nice house. Everything was going as we had planned in.
But you notice the only thing she didn't mention is that we didn't have was God in the center of our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you may not have even thought about that very much.
No, we didn't.
When you first got married. Mm-hmm. You knew about the Lord, but you didn't really have a relationship.
No, we didn't have a relationship with them. We just, you know, we knew of them, but we didn't take that serious. You know what I mean? We thought it was more just about me and Anitra. And then we ended up
pursuing our agenda. Like what was modeled to us and what we saw what marriage should look like from people around us to TV shows and movies, and this is what we want. I set high expectations, very high expectations. Bert was pretty easygoing and just went along with it.
I just went with the flow. She was a perfectionism, so, you know.
Let me let everybody know, we're talking with Bert and Anitra Perez. They have a marriage counseling and pre-marriage counseling ministry called Sacred Marriage. They are a couple that is now sharing with you their testimony. And after talking a little bit about the first 10 years, I don't want to shock our audience, but they have shared with me that you guys both had affairs.
Yes.
Around year
10.
Yes,
correct.
So tell me how in the world, I mean, I actually get a chill just thinking about what you guys are about to say, because you've already shared it with me, but you guys came to a point where most marriages at that point, you would have gone different direction. You would have stayed in other relationships or pursued other relationships, but you two didn't do that. And you said something interesting to me. And even though you didn't have a relationship with the Lord, you loved each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
You knew that.
Yes, we did.
And then you started putting in the work. Share with us what you did.
Well, whenever we went through the affair and stuff, and actually hers was first, and that was probably about a year before I had my affair. But whenever I had my affair and stuff, and things were going to come to an end, and we were getting ready to divorce. But I told her, you know what? I love you. I said, but the only way I can stay with you is if you don't beat me up over this every day. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to learn how to grow together and understand each other of what we went through. So if you're going to forgive me, you're going to forgive me, not forgive me and throw it in my face every day.
And that's when I realized I had to be the change. I had to focus on what I was doing. We were both equally at fault. It wasn't pointing the fingers. That's when our miracles started happening, is when we stopped blaming each other for what had happened and took ownership and responsibility for our actions and what we could change within ourselves. We loved each other. I did not want to lose Bert, got caught up in the moment. And that's when it was uncovered, I knew, hey, we really messed up. Let's get things going. And that's how God started walking in and showing us the path. Hey, I laid out the path for you guys. Here it is. And he brought people into our life. We surrounded ourselves with marriages, people who were for our marriage. We took classes at church, and then we ended up leading it and leading classes and encouraging couples to stay together that have experienced what we've gone through.
Yeah, if I can take a little step back to where she said God put some people in our lives. So he had placed our some close friends of ours, Ken and Sue Skutnik, that moved into right next door to us, you know.
Yeah,
and they happened to be a blessing to us, because whenever we were going through this mess, they're the ones that invited us to go to church. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like, I don't really want to go to church, you know, because I don't know if it's going to help me, you know what I mean?
That's
what
Because I'm a guy having an affair and all kinds of other things.
And it's my pride, you know what I mean? It's like nobody's going to tell me how to fix my marriage, you know, if I want to fix
and
my marriage. And
I was the wife
dragging
him, like, we got to do this. We can't do it the same way we've been doing it. There's got to be something different.
But we ended up going to church. And eventually that worship music is what got the best of me.
Broke your heart.
Yeah, it broke my heart.
Well, there's all kinds of things we're going to hear from you this afternoon. A lot of fruit. And it's an amazing story. And I want to make sure that if you are a young woman or a young man preparing to get married, get some other people to listen to this broadcast. And we're going to do our best to make sure it's available to the public down the road. It won't be immediate. We're working on all those technologies. And we have a tremendous guy, Andrew, behind the scenes that's making all that happen. But he's got a load of work that's probably two times higher than the Empire State Building right now. He's got a lot on his plate. But I do want to say, if you're a young man, young woman preparing to get married, if you are currently in a marriage where you are having a lot of trouble, if you are a woman who has been married for a long time and you're faced with real challenges, maybe even scary things in your marriage, you need to listen to Bert and Anitra, because I think some of your fears will be alleviated. I think you'll figure out how to get some fellowship and some help, and more than anything, some hope that God will bring for you to repair your marriage. We are coming to you from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. We'll be right back with more of ABQ Connect 2.0 right after this.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be a locally owned and operated mortgage company right here in New Mexico. Being local carries many positives for consumers, such as being able to meet face-to-face. You will receive quick response times, and all loans are processed here locally. And you will always talk with the same people from application to funding. All of our employees live here, and all profits from loan origination stay right here in New Mexico. Indigo Mortgage believes in supporting our local economy, and if at all possible, we use local vendors for supplies and technical support. I personally hire and vet all loan officers, and I assure you that your loans will be dealt with both ethically and with knowledge. Indigo Mortgage can offer the best rates and terms available on the market, so contact us today. On the net at indigomortgage.net or by calling 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
Attention senior high and college students. You're taking the leap of your lifetime, and you need to be prepared. Mark Sunday, June 29th on your calendar, and don't miss Sojourn. Here's the deal. It's free, but the info is priceless. The speakers include Ben Corson.
We are the most depressed generation ever. The suicide rate has increased by 25%. We are living in a crisis, and I believe that we were born for such a time as this.
And Sojourn looks at the critical issue of keeping your faith when you leave the nest with Dominic Dunn, author of When Faith Fails.
There is a difference between doubt and unbelief. Doubt can lead you, if you know how to respond to it, into a deeper, more authentic form of faith.
Sojourn at Calvary Church on Osuna, 4 to 8 p.m. Sunday, June 29th. Did we mention it's free? There's going to be some hang time, a DJ, food trucks, and most of all, prep for what you'll face in the fall. Check it out online at calvarynm.church.
You are listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us here at ABQ Connect 2.0. My name is Jim Williams, and I am in studio today with Bert and Anitra Perez. Sacred Marriage is their ministry, and it has been a lay ministry. You've been working with a lot of couples. Again, if you weren't here for our first segment, Bert and Anitra have been married for 20 years, didn't know the Lord early on in their marriage. Both folks had affairs about year 10. Looked at each other and said, man, we love each other. Why are we doing this to each other? And you started putting in the work to turn this all around. And that's what our listeners want to hear about today. They want to hear about how you guys, what did it take? What are the things that you found? And I know you've got some tools. We've talked a little bit about the Simbus evaluation, Love and Respect by Emerson, and of course, Family Life Ministries that we're all familiar with here. They have a program on KNKT, and we're just all blessed by them. So share a little bit now what happened after you guys decided to make a commitment to the Lord and to each other.
Like I said, we started facilitating classes through our church and had couples in our home giving them these tools, sharing our testimony. And what we found is, okay, we can sit in church, we can sit in Bible studies, go to women's conference and sit there and be motivated for 2 days. You know, that motivation lasts for 2 days. And then it's like, well, what does that look like? You know, Christ says to love your wives as Christ loved the church. But what does that look like? So through this 10-year process, we kind of gathered the tools of our favorite teachings. We do Simbus, which is the premarital, which we love. What it does is it, you know, each couple, each person fills out an assessment and it combines their personalities. It goes over their family of origin, you know, sex, it talks about sex. We talk about chores. We talk about personalities, your well-being, and it really digs in. So we don't have to meet for 10 sessions to get to know the couple. We know because that assessment is going to bring everything up. And what we like to do is tackle those issues right away.
What are those issues? What are issues that people do not talk about in their even premarital counseling?
Well, I think one of the biggest ones is you're bringing two different cultures, two different families together. You understand it? And people don't get that. It's like, well, a lot of people say, you don't marry the family. I'm just marrying my fiance or my spouse. But they don't understand you're always going to have these family gatherings. Mm-hmm. So family has a lot to do with your marriage, you know. So
that's what we see is two different
dynamics.
People.
Yeah.
And it's not that they're wrong. They're just different. Yes. And when they come together, that's where the little fights start. And it just builds up over time. And if we can go over, hey, who's going to handle these chores? Who's going to handle the finances? Have you talked about, you know, the wedding? Who's going to be there? Because that's where the fight, like the family invites, that's where we see a lot of conflict. And of course, we talk about sex. We say it's beautiful. I know a lot of couples are a little hesitant when we get into that topic,
yes.
But it's a critical piece to your marriage.
Yes, it is.
And we need to be taught that it's okay and it's meant for marriage. And, our couples usually come in a little nervous. And then once we start talking and get to tell them, our story and let them know how important this is for them to get this out in the open, they open up and can't even get them to leave sometimes.
Well, because you talk about communication, but communication isn't just about sitting in front of one another, telling each other how you feel. It's about when you're being intimate with one another, you have to communicate
there
as well. You know, understand where your spouse is on that other end. You know what I mean? It's not just about pleasing yourself. In a marriage, you're about pleasing your spouse.
I have had a couple conversations with pastors. I'm unfortunately, I had a failed marriage. And I look back upon that, and my pastor, Skip, you know, asked me some questions. You know, what could we have done for you guys to – and I thought back to premarital counseling. And it was a very nice, lovey-lovey, gracey-gracey, perpetuating the relationship. And but there really wasn't any definitive talk about roles and mm-hmm. finances mm-hmm. and all of these different things. And I'm – here to report to you that I failed in most of those areas. So I would take the responsibility for that. But I don't want to, you know, have the definition of insanity. I don't want to do the same thing again. And you guys also do ministries to people that are trying to get remarried that might have been divorced. So there's hope for all of us, and there's tools for all of us, and there's fellowship for all of us, which I want to emphasize. Here in our next segment, we've got a couple more minutes here, but we're going to allow people to call in. Our phone number here at the station at KNKT at the Power Ford Studios is 505-338-5790. We've got a couple of lines. If you call in, it's busy. You might have to hold a little bit or try back. But if you hold, the phone will be answered. You'll be asked, you know, what you have to say, and then it'll be kind of queued up. So we're going to start taking those calls here in the next segment. I see we have somebody on the line, but I don't want to call on her quite yet because we have a couple more foundational things to set up. I want to know from you what you think the number one thing is, and I'm going to put Christians on the spot. What do Christians hide things from each other when they're starting to date and get ready? Do they kind of pretend that they have it all together?
I think the biggest thing, they even know there's issues, but they think they can change the person. A lot of people think, well, I think we can change him and we can go. He'll eventually get to what I want. That's exactly what I tried doing with Bert. Now I'm trying to be more like him. But I think that's the belief we have, like, oh, we're going to get married and things are going to change. And if anything, it gets worse. Because the more intimately you know someone, the more you see their flaws. In the beginning, you're perfect, right? You're trying to woo each other. You're trying to impress each other. And then behind closed doors, there's those little conflicts. Like we said, just bringing in two different families. Who's going to do the chores? What type of groceries are you going to buy? Little things like that that can escalate into something really big. And then there's resentment and bitterness. And it just piles up over time.
And that's why we like that about that assessment about Symbis, you know, because we like to peel the layers, you know, as we're going.
Immediately, yes.
And we're starting to dig deeper and deeper. And yes, it might feel a little uncomfortable, but we tell them, if you guys can't be open with us and vulnerable with us, then how do you expect to be vulnerable with each other? You know, don't hide things from each other. You know, you guys have to learn how to trust each other.
That's very well said, Bert. Hey, I really appreciate you listening this afternoon. If you know some people that are planning to get married or are in a marriage that they'd like to make better, or in a hurting marriage, or in any kind of conflict that has to do with a spouse, I hope you'll text them and have them listen to our show this afternoon. Bert and Anitra Perez with us. They have a ministry called Sacred Marriage. We're going to start taking phone calls here in our next segment. So if you'll hold on just a second, we will be right back after these messages from the people supporting us here at KNKT.
Gonsed Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsed-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
The Christian life is not a playground. It's a battleground. Let's be honest. It can feel like an uphill struggle, a full-on battle. But you are never alone in seasons of struggle, because God fights for you every step of the way. That's the encouraging biblical truth we love sharing with you through these broadcasts. And when you give today to help expand the Bible teaching outreach of Skip Heitzig, we'll send you three powerful resources: the dynamic music that inspired the teaching series, The War Is Over CD, and Breakthrough, the brand new worship album from Battle Drums.
With just one touch, you're strong enough to make.
Lifestyle booklet, Jesus Loves the Broken. Call now to give and get these three encouraging resources. 800-922-1888. You can also give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
Daniel chapter
on KNKT. This is ABQ Connect.
Welcome back in to ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you this afternoon in studio with Bert and Anitra Perez. Their ministry is called Sacred Marriage, and they are helping people plan to get married. They're helping people that are involved in marriages, and they're also helping people that have marriage crisis going on. I really appreciate the heart that you guys have. And before we have Kimberly holding on the line right now, so not make her hold any longer, I want to go right to Kimberly. Kimberly, what's your question?
Hi.
Hello.
I am actually calling I have my husband here
So hello, Anitra. Hi, Bird.
Hi, Kimberly. How you doing, Kimberly? Yes, we know them.
You know what? We just wanted to say that we've taken the Love and Respect class twice, and it has been amazing in our marriage.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, Kimberly, I got to put you on the spot since you called in. So tell me first, Kimberly, and if your husband's close enough, I'll ask him right after this. But what did you have going on in your life that made you not the wife that you wished you were?
I was at a point in my marriage where I was ready to get divorced. And it was to the point where I was never brought up and taught how to be a wife. Mm-hmm. And I really wasn't reading my Bible and praying like I should have been. And we have 5 kids together, and we had been separated for almost 2 years. And I had just come upon the website through Calvary Couple Point. And they talked about these marriage classes, and I set it up to where I could meet Anitra, and I called my husband and said, hey, you know, I know that we're at this point, but I think that maybe this is something we should try. And it was eye-opening, and it opened our hearts to each other, and we didn't even realize, to be honest with you, that we should have been praying together the whole time.
Well, one of the interesting things, you mentioned love and respect. So a lot of our listeners are very familiar with Ephesians chapter 5. And in that section of Scripture, in that chapter of Scripture, it talks about a man should love his wife as his own body. And yes, he should give himself up for her. But it doesn't ask a wife to love her husband. Yeah. It's a fascinating thing. It asks her to, or commands her, to respect her husband. Do you feel like you have great respect for your husband now, Kimberly?
Absolutely.
Yes, she does.
Absolutely. And the problem was I didn't know how. But through this class, it actually taught me how to respect my husband and even how to love him.
And tell me your husband's name. Is he available to us?
Yes, he's right here.
Okay. And what's his name?
Hey. My name is Raphael.
Raphael, thanks for joining us today. Raphael, I got to ask you a quick question. Did you, when you started all of this, did you deserve Kimberly's respect?
You know, in my mind, when I started all this, I did. I think in my mind, I provided for the family. You know, I went to work. I did all the hard things. Did you know, you think as a husband sometimes when you're not following the Lord, you know, we went to church, we did all those things, but for 2 years, I just, you know, like, I thought I was, we've been married for 25 years.
Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, for over 20 years, I just thought, you know, you do your job, you take care of the kids, you provide, you do all those things, and, you know, I just thought that's what a good husband should do, right? But
right.
Going to these classes, I learned that there's much more things that I just wasn't doing. You know, it was one of those days I wasn't aware that my wife was so unhappy. And you know, I thought by working hard and providing for the family and, you know, not doing bad things, but I wasn't fulfilling the things that she needed or even the things that, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but the classes I know helped me realize that I wasn't filling those needs that she really needed for me. I was, providing for the family and being a good dad, but there was just certain things that I missed, you know, and, I was ready for a divorce from her. I mean, I separated for 2 years. I gave myself a timeline that if she didn't want to come back, you know, and, you know, I was okay. And then she called me out of the blue and said, hey, I want to do this class. And at that point, I was all like, really? Now? 2 years is going to be up like in a month. You know, in myself, I didn't tell her that, but myself. But then we went to the class, and it just opened our eyes so much more. I mean, if anything, just, I know my wife said praying together. It sounds silly, but just that little portion, you know, when we first got there, and it was like, hey, you know, do us a favor, just pray every morning together, even if it's just a simple Our Father, you know, in the morning, you know, together. And once we started doing that, it just fell into place. And that was that's when I learned about respect and getting the respect that I wanted, that I didn't even know that I was missing, but at the same time, giving her the love that she needed from me.
And it has been beautiful watching your journey, Kim and Raphael, and you guys committed to doing the hard, doing what it took, and it's simple steps, but you committed to doing it and watching you guys grow and eventually come back together and move in together. Oh my gosh, Kim, I am so honored and just in awe of you and what you guys had did. You put in the hard work and you made it happen, and that's where God showed up. And he performed a miracle in your marriage. And oh my gosh, you are my power couple. I always refer to you guys because you did the work.
You guys are great.
And, Kim would come to every class. They were there with, you know, notebook and writing down notes, and they did the work and they saw a miracle in their marriage.
And our listeners this afternoon are hearing that there's a miracle that happened in Burton and Nitra's marriage.
Yes.
And now we're talking to Kim and Raphael, and there's a miracle that's happened there. So listen to what's being said. Call in if you'd like, because we'd love to hear your story too. Even if you don't have answers, if you just need some questions answered, please give us a call at 505-338-5790, and we would love to talk with you. We are blessed that you guys called. Do you have another comment that you'd like to make?
You know what I do? Anitra had mentioned that we're putting in the hard work, but you know what? If it wasn't for them, we would have never gotten the tools in order to know how to implement them in our marriage. And we appreciate them. We are so in awe of both of you in the work that you've done and you continue to do, because I know that you guys want to save marriages in this city, and it is attainable. If everybody just, you know, gets the tools and implements them on a daily basis, and we falter. We falter, mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, more often than we would like.
Yes, we do.
But we at least know that we recognize it now, and we can talk about it and communicate it to each other so that, you know, we can try to stop it from happening again. So we thank you, and we love you from our hearts.
We love you guys too.
Yes, great. Thank you so much, Kim.
Hey, thank you guys for calling this afternoon. And we're going to have Burton and Nitra on fairly regularly. You know, we'll try to get them on the air once a month or so and make them available. We feel like they're just so connected to so many people. They do provide their ministry, Sacred Marriage, to a variety of different church groups here in town. They have a lot of churches using them now, and they are open to you getting involved. In fact, if you'd like to call them, their phone number is 909-287-1209, and you can also reach them at Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, at sacredmarriageministry.com. That is Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, at sacredmarriageministry.com. You are...
Relationships are one of God's most precious gifts to us. Hi, I'm Bob Lapine. Each day on Family Life Today with Dennis Rainey, we look at what Jesus described as the two most important commandments, loving God and loving each other, especially in our family relationships. Join us each weekday on KNKT-FM for Family Life Today to develop godly marriages and families that change the world one home at a time.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Power Ford is known for giving you a better deal and a better experience. We're also known for having one of the largest and most diverse selections of pre-owned vehicles in the state. Plus, every vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and roadside assistance. That's right. Every vehicle, new and pre-owned, gets 100,000 worry-free miles of protection. Visit MyPowerFord.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. On Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into the Powers Ford Studios. Faith, Family Ford, Power Ford. I'm Jim Williams with ABQ Connect 2.0, and we're having a great afternoon. Want to remind everybody that Freedom Celebration 2019 is happening this Friday and Saturday, June 21st and 22nd at Isotopes Park. The doors open at 5 o'clock p.m. and the event starts at 7. There will be fireworks, music from artists, including Gavi, Phil Wickham, and Jordan Felice, and a message from Pastor Skip Heitzig. More details are on the internet. So it's all free, you guys. I don't know if you guys have been out there, but it's great music. It's opportunity to worship, hear the word, see some fireworks. And I have to tell you, my heart right now has got some fireworks, because for somebody to call in, even if this wasn't a talk show, and just call you and say thank you, how many times do we do that for each other? Mm-hmm. What a blessing that the Christian community is to each other. And we've got another caller. She's been holding on just a little bit. And we've got two callers right now. So right now we're going to go right to Amanda. And we will be with our next caller shortly. But Amanda, how are you this afternoon?
Oh, hi. I'm well.
Good. Well, you have a question for Bert and Anitra this afternoon?
Well, my first question is, when are you doing your Love and Respect again? When is that going to be available to us?
We will be starting that again in the fall. It's a 10-week course. We watch a video with Dr. Emerson, and we open up that communication with other couples. But we do it in the fall, in the spring, so probably September. We are getting our website going. We want to have this information to everybody. We will be announcing it on our Facebook business page. So we will be reaching out.
And we'll have Bert and Anitra on here in just a few weeks, and they'll probably have a lot of this scheduled. So absolutely, Amanda, we will make sure you have that information, and you'll have a lot of fun. And by the way, I'm going to be attending that as well.
All right.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Well, I actually had the privilege of attending their last session, and it was so wonderful and so good, but I need to go through it again with my husband. So we're going to be there again, and we're excited to see what God is going to do next. And he's already shown us so many things through the videos and also through nature. So real and transparent, and we just love them so much, and we recommend this to anybody, newlyweds, people that have been married for years, and of course those that are thinking about entering into that covenant. So just want to thank them again, and we look forward to their next session.
Fantastic. Thank you for the call, Amanda. This afternoon.
All right, thank you so much, and I hope you guys get lots of calls. God bless you guys.
God bless you. Have a good day.
Bert and Anitra Perez with Sacred Marriage Ministry here in Albuquerque. They do premarital counseling, marriage counseling, and we are going to go now to James, who is working on his marriage. James, how are you this afternoon?
I'm struggling. How's everyone else?
Well, I understand that struggle. I have gone through what I hope that you don't go through. I've been through a divorce, so I know how tough it is. And I just want to tell you that as you speak this afternoon, we'll be praying for you and thinking about you and trying to encourage you any way we can. Tell us how we might help.
Well, I'm actually calling from Boston. And my mom heard this going on the radio and told me to log on. So I did. And I just happened to hear about Raphael and Heather. And I'm kind of in the same situation right now. I'm in a mixed family, and I thought we were having a wonderful marriage, and my wife decided to move out and leave, and she's dedicated to just divorcing me, and there was no indication in my eyes that we were falling apart, no indication in our family's eyes.
Yes.
And I'm hoping that, you know, there's something happening in Boston here that maybe we could go to, or if there's some tapes or some web seminars or something.
Absolutely.
Yes. And
let me tell you, James, you are not alone. There's a lot of situations like this. They do refer it to the walk-away wife syndrome, and where it's something she's been dealing with for a while, and it might seem like you were blindsided from this. But we don't just pick up and leave. It's something that's happening over time. And I want to encourage you and let you know you can do this on your own. Even if a spouse does not want to work on things, just by you alone changing your behavior, you can win her back.
Yes, you continue to love her unconditionally.
And it doesn't mean...
Well, I tried...
Go ahead.
I tried to get counseling, and she won't attend. And when I tried to take her to the church that we used to go to, she won't attend that, and she gets very angry about it. So I just feel like she tells me, you know, if you're God, which shocks me. She tells me, if you're God, your God will come through if it's meant to be.
And he will.
So I have to admit, I've lost a little faith.
And well, that's okay.
And, you know, we serve a big God, so that's a good challenge that she just put God up to because, you know, she's asking for something that God's going to deliver on and keep on praying for her. And I always like to say we like to fight it in the spirit, you know, and we outserve one another. So even if she's not willing to serve you, you continue to do whatever you can and what's on your heart, you know what I mean, too. And it's going to change you, whether this is going to work out or not, but you're going to understand it's going to continue to build you to be where you need to be.
Right.
And eventually she's going to see that and she's going to want that.
That's where the miracle happens, James, is she's going to see your changed behavior. It's not about her wanting to come to these. She's going to ask what's different in you. So
yes.
You really have to reach in. I know you want this marriage to work. I can
hear
it in your
voice.
And don't give up. That's what I'm going to tell you. Do not give up. It's going to get hard. It's very frustrating when your spouse does not want to meet you in the middle. And don't give up. Give us a call. We will give you some tools. We will encourage you. We will give you some steps on how to take
action. So, James, I'm going to make two suggestions. One, their phone number is Burton and Nitra Perez, Perez, 909-287-1209, and they'll be happy to talk to you a little bit about this. But I would encourage you, I guess I'm a phone-aholic now. I do everything on my phone, but I download through iBooks various books. So I downloaded Love and Respect.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Emerson. I think it's less than
$10,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Dr. Emerson. And I would really recommend that you read that book. It's not a long read. You can read it in 3 or 4 hours, and there's so much you'll want to probably read it 3 or 4 times. But, James, my marriage failed. And I will tell you and testify that the majority, it's always, you know, a two-way street, but the majority of the reasons for failure were me. And I was the exact opposite of a loving husband. You know, I was very similar to our previous callers that I was trying to provide and I was trying to be a great dad and I was doing everything I could possibly do, sometimes with some challenges, but I wasn't really paying much attention to my wife. And, you know, when that goes on for a while, when you read Love and Respect, what you're going to notice in that book is that the wife, there's a perception. So earlier you might have heard me ask the caller, did you deserve respect from your wife?
Yes.
I think most of the time, if you're honest, men will tell you they didn't deserve respect. Mm-hmm. They were doing things that were disrespectful and they were, you know, and there's a situation called the crazy cycle where she disrespects you and you're unloving to her. And so who is going to break that cycle? That mm-hmm. sounds like that cycle's been prevalent in your marriage for a long time. So what I would do is I would get into that book and I would read it. Mm-hmm. And then after you read it, I think you're going to have the perception that you're going to be able to approach your wife with, look, I understand how you feel. I understand how I've been unloving. I understand how I haven't met your needs. I got a long way to go. Don't tell her you've got the problem solved. But mm-hmm. then from that point, you're going to be able to say, would you consider talking about this? And, you know, I wish we had more time to spend with you, James. we'd like to keep you on the phone for a long time, but we are here. You're welcome to call back anytime. But those are some words I hope you'll listen to. And unfortunately, now we have to take another break. We appreciate your call very much, and we will be praying for you. And feel free to call back when we have Burton and Nitra on again. And I'll have some other people talking about marriage, other guests coming up in the coming week. So God bless you. Anything else that we can do?
God bless you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
thanks again for calling. You are listening to ABQ 2.0. I'm Jim Williams. We're going to be back right after these messages.
Don't sweat through another summer with inefficient windows and doors. With Pella Windows and Doors from DreamStyle, your home will be more comfortable and beautiful, and they'll help you save money on your energy bills. In the month of June only, save $229 per window and $629 per patio door, and pay nothing for 12 months with our special financing or payments as low as $99 per month. Poor quality windows with leaky seals and poor energy efficiency let in the sun's rays and hot air, making your home hot and driving up your energy costs. DreamStyle offers Pella's durable fiberglass impervia windows that meet or exceed Energy Star guidelines in all 50 states. Save $229 per window and $629 per patio door, and pay nothing for 12 months with our special financing or payments as low as $99 per month. Don't suffer in the heat. Call DreamStyle Remodeling featuring Pella at 373-0201 or visit DreamStyleWindows.com. That's 373-0201.
This is the week. Freedom Celebration is this weekend at Isotope Stadium. And wow, free fireworks, family fun, of course, amazing Christian music. Check out this lineup. Phil Wickham. Jordan Felice.
We're going down to the river.
And Ryan Stevenson.
In the eye of the storm.
Also at Freedom Celebration this weekend, Sanctus Real. Freedom Celebration, also with Gavi and Battle Drums. Doors open at 5 this Friday and Saturday. Free admission and a fabulous fireworks show both nights. FreedomNM.org. That's FreedomNM.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
You are in the Power Forward Studios, Faith Family Forward. Power Forward, I'm Jim Williams, your host on ABQ Connect, and I am here in studio with Anitra and Bert Perez. Fabulous ministry you guys have. And again, our heart goes out to James.
Yes.
James, if
yes.
you utilize some of these tools, I would absolutely totally recommend getting into Love and Respect. There's a lot of books out there. I mean, I'm reading all the time. Tony Dungy, the former Chicago Bears coach, he and his wife write children's books. They've written a marriage book. It's fabulous. Here in the bookstore in Albuquerque, there's all kinds of resources. But I'm going to say one more thing to James. James, I hope that you will get yourself involved in some fellowship. One of the things that Bert and Anitra testified to earlier is that they surrounded themselves with couples. And I'll tell you right off the bat, I know you had some older couples encouraging you guys.
Yes.
And they just have a lot of wisdom. You know, they're sage advisors. And I have a lot of those people in my life now just individually trying to coach me and change all the crud that I've had in my life, which is still too significant, I think. And hopefully God will change a lot of that. Bert and Anitra Perez, their ministry is called Sacred Marriage. They are working really hard with couples here in Albuquerque, and now hopefully working
Boston.
With James and helping and encourage somebody in another city. So it's tough being married. That's one thing that marriage people don't ever tell you. I had somebody tell me the other day that they thought premarital counseling ought to start with pulling a credit report. That doesn't sound very romantic. And it's not to say that you can't marry somebody with bad credit, but the point is you should know before you are in the bonds of marriage. And more than that, you should be willing to share that with the person that you say, that you're saying that you're giving your life to. So that's just a kind of a little bit of illustration. We have another caller. Marie is on the line. Marie, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, I just want to tell Mr. and Mrs. Perez, thank you. I do appreciate what you guys are doing. I've gone through the valley. I felt like the valley, the shadow of death. My husband cheated on me last year. Mm. God has been great. He's not put us back together, but I have forgiven him, and the power of the Lord has given me strength.
Yes.
My heart goes out to James. I could feel his pain.
Yes.
It's a sting that hurts. And I just want to say to him, hang in there. And if he's hoping to get that marriage back, let God handle it, because God will give him green pastures at the end if they're both Amen. Willing to make it. I don't know that my husband wants to come back to me. He, I say we both drifted apart. He went a little further with it. He's already been, it's been a year, and he's with different women, Facebook, whatnot. It hurts when I see him, but now my tool is just staying away from all that and leaving it in God's hands. I do pray for him every day and his girlfriends that he's with, because we're still legally married. Wow. And I just say, if it's meant for us to reconcile this, I'm for it. And you guys are right. You have to let it go completely. Don't throw it at each other. Mm-hmm. So you guys are awesome. I praise you guys for pulling it together, because we've been married. We had an anniversary yesterday, put us at 13 years. And that was kind of sentimental in a spiritual way, because I know that God's the one that put us together. And he was my fairy tale happy buddy, loved him, my soulmate, but we became enemies for a while. And it's just like God, just praying to the Lord, it made my heart at peace, mm-hmm. because I literally forgave him. Mm-hmm. And he gave me new eyes to love him in a different way. But I leave it all in God's hands. There's nothing I can do to change his ways.
Amen, Marie.
I do appreciate what you guys do for all of us.
Thank you, Marie. And you said it right on, because it's about what you do. And you found peace through this. You found peace in the storm. And that's exactly what I love to teach my wives. I'm actually coming up with a course now in July to teach wives how to battle these storms and have that peace. And, you know, if you're going to work on your marriage, you need to have that peace and that alignment with God. Just like you said, you connected to God, and he's the one that gives you that strength.
Yes.
But we don't know how to do that. And it starts with our daily habits and what we're doing on a day-to-day basis.
Anitra, you're talking about being a whole person, though, without your spouse.
Right.
You're talking about having a relationship with God that's not dependent on your spouse.
You have to have
yes.
that.
I failed in that.
Go ahead.
I got married at Calvary. Neil was our pastor. He baptized us. He was like my soulmate. We were just so close. And, like James said, it blindsided me, because I never would have expected this from my husband. He got me started going to Calvary. He got us in marriage counseling. He was so proud that he could say he never cheated, no infidelity. And I've offered, I've told him, Rich, I go, you and me are sinners. I go, the whole world, whoever doesn't serve the Lord, we're all sinners. No one's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, but I'll always love you, and I've always have forgiven you. I think I told him, you need to work on yourself and stay healthy. And I know he's shocked, because our first fights were very vulgar. And I thought, you know what? I love him. I don't want to put him down and hurt him. And wow. If I show him that I love him, maybe he'll want to come back someday. He was supposed to apply for the divorce yesterday, which was our 13th anniversary, and I wasn't served with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept him on the insurance, because I carry the insurance for us, and I think he was shocked. And I just told him, look, I go, I want you to be healthy. I know you're a diabetic. I can't find myself to remove you at this point. Once you file for the divorce, then it'll dissolve.
You know, Marie,
he started crying.
God's already working on his heart. He's working on his heart, and because you are being obedient to what God has called you to do as a wife and as a daughter of a king, you are following exactly what he's doing, because you're in alignment with him, and that's where it starts. That's where you get your strength. That's where you get your peace, and he's going to see that change, like in 1 Peter, where we as wives need to show that behavior, and our husbands will come around, and I am claiming that. I am declaring that over your life right now. I truly believe that your marriage is going to be
yes.
restored. Get our number. Get, you know, email us. I would love to stay in contact with you and help you through this process.
I have your number and stuff. I will call you and get all that information. But I just wanted to reach out and say thank you. You guys are doing an awesome job. And my heart goes out to James, because I could feel his pain.
Mm-hmm.
I could feel
yes.
that he still loves her very much.
Mm-hmm.
Marie, thank you for the blessing and your call this afternoon.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. Again, if you'd like to
you
call.
You guys have
and,
a good one.
Thank you.
God bless.
If you'd like to call and talk with Burton and Nietzsche, we have one more segment coming up before the 2 o'clock hour. Our phone number is 505-338-5790. You are listening to ABQ Connect 2.0. Jim Williams with you. We'll be back with one more segment right after these messages.
Here's a hotspot to light you up from Skip Heitzig.
When we give our lives to Christ, the Bible pictures it as stepping out of the shadow, stepping out of darkness.
Into the light.
Into the light.
So what's the highest call of your life? Be a beacon that shines light into this dark world.
That is where you and I ought to spend our time, our talent, our treasure. Not trying to find out who we are and express who we are as much as express who He is through our lives.
Hotspot. Want more from Skip? Visit connectwithskip.com.
Connectwithskip.com. So many people never come to Christ because they go, I don't need a Savior. They don't know how black it is in their heart and how disruptive their sin is in that relationship with heaven.
Increase your Bible knowledge with Skip's reading plans. Search for Skip Heitzig in the YouVersion Bible app. And do not forget,
in grace to lead us out of the darkness. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. You can follow me and never be in darkness.
Never be in darkness.
This is Jim Williams, and I think KNKT is a special broadcast channel. It is live, it is local, and it's all about New Mexico. But KNKT also gives you a solid look at mega global issues from a Christian worldview. That is why I want you to know about ABQ Connect 2.0. We'll be talking big issues that have local impact. This is going to be fun and informative. Join us. KNKT loves New Mexico, and so do I. Keep up at knkt.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
Good afternoon and welcome into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio today with Anitra and Bert Perez. They are a 20-year couple married very happily. Did want to say congratulations. One of the fruits of you guys staying together is that your son has just planted a church in Maui, Hawaii.
Yes, and that's thanks through for Copper Point Church, yes. You know. So,
and we are so, you know, just empathetic to you that you have to take frequent trips to Maui now.
Yep, we're heading there on the 24th, yeah, and
pretty soon.
What the enemy was trying to destroy our family and our marriage, you know, of course, we made it work, and we got to see the fruits of that, and we're leaving a legacy behind for generations.
Well, I guess it's because we were willing to do that work. You know what I mean? I love Anitra. And that's why when I told her, you know, I love you, but I can't live with you if you're going to continue throwing it in my face. So you got to be able to let it go. And she was able to do the work with me. You know, we were able to go hand in hand together and understand we were going to have those hard times. And sometimes it's going to come up, and it is. We're humans. You know what I mean? Our mm-hmm. minds is sometimes it's going to remind us of where we've been. But it's not that we're going to get stuck there.
Yeah, and I think our ultimate goal for our couples is not to, you know, create a problem-free life. It's to be able to be problem solvers and to have the right tools in your toolbox. Yes. Just like Kim said, now they still fight, right? They still mm-hmm. have, you know, their issues, but they're more aware of it and they know how to stop it immediately. We know when we're getting on that crazy cycle. And it's the more mature one that is going to be the one to say, hey, we're on the crazy cycle. Let's gather our thoughts. Let's figure out where we're going and let's move in the right path. Let's not get on the cycle again.
Let's not go there. Yeah.
So are all the things we're talking about, is it hard work or is it enjoyable work? Is it massively
enjoyable work? But it is hard work. You know what I mean?
Initially, it's hard, yes, because it's going way out of what you're used to. It's applying these tools that you've heard over and over again. It's something where I'm like, gosh, I remember hearing this, you know, 10 years ago, but it just didn't really sink in, because I think the problem is we're not given tools, and we think, oh, we hear it in the sermon on Sunday, but it's like, what's that daily practice, that daily habit that I have to do? And once you build up that spiritual muscle is what I call it, you are a powerhouse and you can get through pretty much anything. You're going to have storms in this life.
Well, just kind of understanding too, every day, it's like, are the things you're doing or your attitude, is it for a purpose? Or is it just to be selfish,
mm-hmm.
you know? And to me, I like to live a selfless life, to outserve my wife, my kids, anybody around me, you know, because that's what the Lord created me for. I'm here to be a servant.
Yeah. Amen. But you're not following that as like a rule or a regulation. You're doing that because that's what your heart
is. Yes, that's
where
my heart is. I love people.
That's the power of God is, yeah, you start doing this work, and even if you don't want to, you just do it. You push through it. God changes your heart.
Yes.
He just, oh my gosh, us 10 years ago to now has been just a complete turnaround.
He's the only one that can help us change. You know, our spouse isn't going to change us.
Mm-hmm. Tried that. Doesn't work.
Tell me a little bit about, we didn't cover this very much, but you guys had known a little bit about God. You'd been involved in a church when you first got married, but you testified that you didn't have a relationship with God. So did that relationship start about the same time for both of you, or did one of you come to real faith and then the other one? How did that work in your lives?
Well, it was about the same time whenever we went through our struggle, you know, when we started going to church together and understanding if we wanted to stay together, the work we had to do. And like I said, once I wasn't used to all this worship music, you know, from Sagebrush or Copper Point and Calvary.
Yes. That's,
all this upbeat music.
That's where,
you know,
God grabbed him. Was
that's where
worship.
God grabbed me, was the Holy Spirit grabbed me there. And to me at the beginning, I was like, well, how can I love Jesus or God more than what I love my wife and kids? And I had a hard time understanding that in the beginning. But after a while, once I learned that relationship with Jesus and Christ, and it was easier to understand that the more I loved Jesus, the more I loved him, that love was just going to overflow to my wife and to my kids.
And we become, our spouses and children become a reflection of what we have
and
with
that's
God.
A, now that she said the reflection, it's like, I like to tell a lot of husbands that our wives are a reflection of the way we treat them. It shows the character of the way we treat our spouses.
You know, and that's pretty convicting to me too, because I know that I did not treat my former wife correctly, and I could see a reflection of me treating her badly. So that's a good testimony. That's amazing. And the crazy cycle that's mentioned by Dr. Emerson in the Love and Respect book is, again, a husband doesn't deserve respect, but he's saying, wife, you need to respect your husband and you need to express that. And husband, your wife may not deserve to be loved. You may feel like she's attacking you or something else, but you need to love her regardless of what her actions are. And then that crazy cycle stops.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a chance to start communicating. I want to read you a quote from one of my favorite books. It's a book called Unoffendable. It's by a gentleman named Brant Hansen, who's also a radio talk show guy. But let me read this to you. It says, welcoming people into our lives isn't glossing over important issues, refusing to be angry about others' views, isn't conflict avoidance or happy talk. It's the very nature of serving people. I don't pretend the differences aren't there. I just appreciate that God has a different timetable with everyone. And yes, I've seen wonderful things happen as a result of this newfound patience with people. Things like great conversations and changed lives. But that's not even the point for me, because I am not responsible for changing people's lives.
Amen.
I am simply responsible for faithfully loving them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
God's the one that changed their lives.
He is. He's the one that saved. We don't save people. God does the saving. We plant those seeds. We model the behavior. And that's what people become attracted to, is that behavior. And they want to know, hey, what's different about you?
And you mentioned early on that a lot of times we get married to people we hope we can change. I want to encourage those preparing for marriage. My oldest daughter is one of those. You need to trust God to change, and you got to open your relationship up to him. Thank you so much, Bert and Anitra.
Thank you for
joining us here on ABQ Connect 2.0. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to John, the owner of John Thomas Jewelers. I hope you'll join us. Have a great afternoon.
ABQ Connect is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.